You're listening to SB Nation at the Super Bowl.
We are pleased to be joined now by the worldwide known, the one and only, there's a statue of him outside of the convention center here in Miami on Radio Row, Commissioner of the XFL, Oliver Luck.
Mr. Luck, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
What's the best thing you've eaten so far this week?
I had some really good sushi last night at a hotel down on the southern part of South Beach. I'm not sure exactly what they call it, but it was delicious.
What kind was it? I mean, you can't leave us hanging.
Well, there was some beef. There was some really good tuna in there. Just it was a nice selection of things, and no California rolls, right?
So right.
It was pretty special stuff, right?
Nice.
It wasn't just the basic.
So you, we've seen you around. We got you to stop by here. It's a busy weekend for you, but next weekend, watch out. How excited are you for the XFL to come back?
We're very excited. There's a lot of work that's been put into this, and by a whole bunch of different people, me included. But it's the culmination of a lot of planning, a lot of execution. We're excited and we think we've got our, ducks in a row. But I'm sure something will go wrong somewhere along the way. That's the nature of a startup. And that's okay as well. We're going to kind of roll with the punches. But what I like about where we are is the enthusiasm of our coaches and our players. We just got through with a 3-week training camp in Houston. All 8 of our teams were down there. There was some healthy trash talking, right? There was you could see the competitiveness start to bubble up a little bit. Our players, I think, in many cases, have a pretty good-sized chip on their shoulder, right, given the fact that they've been cut by an NFL club or two and want to show those guys what they're made of, right? So it's I think we're going to have a good, enthusiastic, high quality of play, and we can't wait to see it get started.
You mentioned the coaches, and you have a star-studded cast. I cover the Cowboys for SB Nation, but Dallas has a new man in town, Bob Stoops. So how did all this come together? I mean, you guys got some big fish.
Well, when I took the job about a year and a half ago, I said to Vince that my goal was to get the best possible head coaches we could, right? Given sort of the time that we're going to play and where we are in the life calendar of many coaches. And I said, we're going to get the best 500 players that we can get to put in our draft pool, the best 500 not under contract to the NFL or the CFL or any other league for that matter. And one of the funnest parts of my job was to be able to kind of put a list together of the coaches that I wanted to approach. And I'm a football nut like all of us that are in this convention center, most of us around the country. And I made a list. And on that list were guys like Bob Stoops and, Urban Meyer and others, all the way down. And I knew Bob.
Obviously.
Always had had great admiration for him. I'm a Cleveland guy. He's a Youngstown guy. I went to a Catholic high school. He went to a Catholic high school. His family all coached, his 3 brothers and his dad. I'm a football guy. My kids played. So we got a lot in common. So I offered Bob the job. He turned me down.
Wow.
Turned me down. A couple months later, I was on the phone with my friend Dana Holgerson, now the head coach at University of Houston. He was at WVU, of course, when I was there. Dana said to me, he said, Oliver, I just had a drink a couple nights ago with Bob Stoops. I think he misses the game a little bit. I said, bingo, there's an opening. I'm going to take that. And called Bob, and we talked. And within a couple months, we had a deal done.
Right on.
And there was no other place that I wanted to put Bob but Dallas, right? That makes all the sense in the world. It's going to be a great franchise, the Renegades. I think when people see Globe Life Park and how they've renovated
it. The photos are incredible.
It's unbelievable. It's beautiful. I mean, it's like a custom-built, brand-new football stadium. What they've done to it is remarkable. Classy organization, the Rangers. And then we've got, Bob helped us, because of his credibility, get other great coaches like, June Jones. And June Jones turned me down as well, and a month later came back and said yes.
Persistence.
Jim Zorn, Pep Hamilton. Yeah, you got to be persistent. You learn as a player never to take no for an answer. You might try the play, doesn't work. Well, you're going to try it again at some point and make it work.
What are your thoughts on new leagues in general? I'm a big golf fan. I assume you're a golfer.
I'm not a golfer.
Okay. Well, yeah, you look like you could be a good one. So there's some advice. but the PGA Tour, there was some reports last week. There's a new worldwide tour that wants to start up in 2 to 3 years. I think you obviously think that things like this are good for the game, whatever the game may be, just sort of, leads to growth and development and new things and trying new things and learning from each other.
I'm a big believer in the entrepreneurial spirit that Americans have. I think it makes this country the best place in the world to live. And that should include the sports world, right?
Right.
And the sports world isn't often that entrepreneurial, but there are some guys like Vince McMahon that really are and see this opportunity. So I'm a big believer in startups. I've been involved with NFL Europe for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I was involved with an MLS team, the Houston Dynamo, when it started. I was at West Virginia as the AD, and you don't think of ADs as sort of entrepreneurs, but we moved from the Big East to the Big 12, which caused us to have to make a lot of shifts in the way we operated. I love startups because they're fun, they're exciting,
energy,
there's energy, you got your fingerprints all over something, and you also have to prioritize, right? Because you never have time to do all the things you want to do. So you have to say, hey, here are the three or four or five or six most important things that we have on the agenda. Let's get those done. Let's not worry about that detail. That can happen next week or next month or next year. So I'm addicted to these startups because I think of the energy that's required to make them work. So, you know, you think about professional football. It's our most popular sport in this country. And aside from the NFL, there really hasn't been a professional league. So, you know, we think there's an opportunity in the spring. We don't compete with the NFL.
Of course.
Nobody competes with the NFL. It's a juggernaut. I love the NFL. I was happy I could play. I was happy my son, you know, could play in the league. So we want to be a complement to the NFL in the spring, offering good quality, fast-paced, up-tempo football, and build our fan allegiances, build our brand identities, and, you know, give people something that they can watch. So this whole convention center is going to be despondent normally, right, after this upcoming game on Sunday, the Super Bowl. Oh, there's no more football.
Not anymore.
What are we going to do? So we aim to be the, you know, antidote for that. We aim to fill that void, and I think we can.
Okay. Well, next weekend is very exciting for sports fans everywhere. Last thing, give us something to look forward to. I mean, don't predict any scores or anything. You know.
Well, I'll give you something to look forward to. People often ask me, what's your favorite team? Who's going to win? And, you know, the answer is I don't know. And even if I did, I wouldn't say it.
Of course.
But one of the things I'm looking forward to are a couple of matchups because of the offensive coordinators on these teams. Right. So imagine Bob Stoops, OC, Hal Mumme, the architect of the air raid offense. When he plays Norm Chow, the L.A. Wildcats, that's going to be a thing of beauty for offensive football, right? Because those two guys are incredibly creative. And then throw June Jones in there.
Right.
Right? And then throw Mark Trestman in there, who runs a West Coast offense but is known for his creativity, won a couple of Grey Cups.
Right.
And then throw Mike Riley up there. He's Jim Zorn's offensive coordinator. Mike is a guy that plays fast and plays well and very creative. So I'm looking forward to these matchups because I think for football fans, for diehard, passionate folks, they're going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I call high school football in the fall, and so I'm Hal Mumme. I mean, you're speaking my language. Oliver Luck, let's play some golf. You know, I'll show you the ropes. We'll figure it out.
Can I just talk XFL? Can I just be your caddy?
If Oliver Luck wants to be my caddy, we can do that anywhere in the world.
I caddied as a kid for many years in Cleveland, summer job, you know, make an extra buck or two. And that's probably why I never picked up golf, because I saw the frustration for the guys I was carrying their bags for.
Well, we'll find a set of links somewhere out, you know, make it happen. Oliver Luck, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Excited for the XFL.